USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As investigators piece together the movements and motive for the suspect in this week's deadly shootings at three Atlanta, Georgia massage parlors, there's debate underway whether he should face hate crimes for the attacks that left eight people dead, including six Asian women. Reports indicate the suspect, Robert Aaron Long, told investigators it was gender motivation, as he is a self-admitted sex addict. The World Health Organization has authorized China to effectively bar American scientists from the probe into the origins of COVID-19. According to the Wall Street Journal on Thursday, the WHO has allowed Chinese officials final say to which American scientists can join the international probe. The House continued partisan politics Thursday, voting to open citizenship for Dreamers. The 228-197 vote was down party lines. Grandstanding, that's the best way to describe U.S.-China summit talks in Anchorage, Alaska Thursday, with each side taking jabs at each other. The summit does continue Friday. USA Radio News.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to TrustedNewspaper.com. That's TrustedNewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. TrustedNewspaper.com.
Some U.S. lawmakers are fed up with Dr. Fauci's wishy-washy leadership during the COVID-19 pandemic, and they let him have it on Thursday. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
During a Senate hearing, Senator Rand Paul asked Dr. Anthony Fauci, why are we still wearing masks?
You're defying everything we know about immunity by telling people to wear masks to have been vaccinated.
Well, let me just state for the record that masks are not theater. Masks are protective. And we
have immunity there, theater. If you already have immunity, you're wearing a mask to give comfort to others. You're not wearing a mask because of any science.
I totally disagree with you.
Dr. Fauci told the panel there isn't enough data on the vaccine's response to the variants of the virus.
Dr. Fauci started off the pandemic telling Americans not to wear masks and later admitted he fibbed to save American stockpiles of masks for frontline workers. At the beginning of March 2021, approximately 10% of the adult population in the United States has received both coronavirus vaccine doses. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing, it's not a disease of aging, neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book, It's All in Your Head, goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com, that's usaradiohealth.com.
As America pulls out of the coronavirus pandemic, the vaccinations produced under Operation Warp Speed are a big reason to have hope. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Some of the nation's top health experts testified before the Senate on the COVID-19 response and vaccine rollout on Thursday. Dr. Anthony Fauci saying there are still challenges ahead with emerging variants, but also noting we can counter them with vaccinations and mitigation measures. Dr. Ajit Jha is the dean of Brown University School of Public Health. He tells CNN there is optimism regarding having everyone who's in the high-risk category vaccinated soon.
Oh, it's terrific. It is terrific. We did 3 million a day over the weekend, 6 million over both days. I think we're going to get to a point where we're going to be doing 3 million a day consistently. We'll have the vaccines for it. I'm hoping we'll have the distribution set up for it. And that's why I am so optimistic that every high-risk person who wants a vaccine will have at least their first shot by mid to late April.
Key information for each specific COVID-19 vaccine can be found on the CDC website, cdc.gov. The National Football League has finalized its new 11-year media rights agreement with a pact that will run through 2033 and could be worth over $100 billion. Starting in 2023, the Thursday night football games will be broadcast exclusively on Amazon Prime. Amazon is paying about $1 billion per year for the rights. USA Radio News.